Today is Thursday, the day we read from your letters, and this week many of them are responses to our report on civilian casualties in Afghanistan.
Lisa Geisbond of Brookline, Massachusetts writes, I am grateful to NPR and Mike Schuster for his balanced and careful reporting. I've been dismayed at the eagerness of many Americans to insist that this is a just war, despite so little reporting on how many civilian casualties our bombs have caused.
But Patricia Gardner of Portland, Oregon says the story, in her words, was exceptionally close to yellow journalism. She writes, the use of civilians in areas of military importance is a strategy of war, and you fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. A more interesting and thought-provoking story would have been, what is a civilized society to do when faced with an enemy that does not have any respect for the lives of its own civilian citizens and uses them as pawns in a media war?
Roger Bell of La Crosse, Indiana, was prompted to write by Robert's story on Jeremy Armstrong, the teenager sentenced as an adult for first-degree reckless homicide. Jeremy is 5 years into a 20-year sentence in a Green Bay prison. Mr. Bell says, for most of the past 20 years, I have worked in a maximum security prison. The environment hardens everyone, staff and prisoners alike. I was touched by Jeremy's obvious insights into his anger and his realization that he, like all of us, needs to accept that there is much in prison and in the real world that we cannot control. What keeps me going is my own faith and the fact that young men like Jeremy are salvageable.
But Glenn Backus of Sacramento, California, says he cringed at my reference to Jeremy's methadone-addicted mother. Jeremy's mother, he writes, would more accurately be described as a recovering heroin addict being treated with methadone.
When I interviewed Mark Kurlansky about his book Salt, A World History, he asserted that salt was the only rock that human beings eat. That set off alarm bells for Larry Leone, a mining engineer in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I can think of at least one other mineral to prove the statement wrong, gypsum, which is a hydrous calcium sulfate and is commonly used to make drywall, plaster, and stucco, as well as hundreds of other products. What most people do not know is that gypsum is found in breads, pasta noodles, antacids, beer, and many other food products labeled calcium fortified.
Same mineral, different story. The Dallas sheetrock scandal should be more appropriately called the gypsum scandal. This is from John Anderson of Kensington, Maryland, writing about the cocaine seized in Dallas that turned out to be something else. He goes on, sheetrock is a registered trade name of the United States Gypsum Company for a common building product that is known as gypsum wallboard, a.k.a. drywall. That said, it is very unlikely the origin of the gypsum, or calcium sulfate, allegedly planted by the Dallas police, is gypsum wallboard. To produce kilos of finely powdered gypsum from wallboard would take special milling equipment or hours of pulverizing and sifting the stuff by hand. A much more likely source would be horticultural gypsum, which comes in a ready-to-use powder.